And a happy Friday morning to all of you. We have made it to the end of the week. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. I am Ted Robertson, and this is KRDO News Radio. An old friend, Terry Hayes, who is the Tri-Lakes Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development Corporation and Visitor Center. I mean, she's a host of a very special event. She's the president and CEO. Terry, how long has it been?
It's been a while, Ted. Actually, I think the last time was the last time I was on your show. But before that, it's been several years since we've seen each other in person. We're going to have to correct that after this whole coronavirus is over.
Yeah. I've got a new saying, let us not be strangers. And I think that's going in my email signature because I'm tired of this COVID stuff. I'm sure you are as well. Terry, catch me up. How have you been? How are things going on the north end of El Paso County and all the wonderful businesses and all the commerce you're supporting up there?
Yes, it has absolutely been challenging times, as it's been for everybody, not even in our county or our state, or it's all over the world. But I think the one thing I've been so wonderful to see are the people. So the people are definitely still coming out. They're supporting their businesses. If there's a business that is struggling, they put it out there and the people rally. And it literally brings tears to my eyes every time I see that. And I think everybody understands how important it is through this time to save our businesses, because it's not only their livelihood, but it's the community's livelihood too, because it's their jobs. It's where they get their stuff, their food, all their services. It is important that we are taking care of our businesses as much as we can.
And without our chambers of commerce all up and down the Front Range and Pikes Peak region in particular, we would not have these rallying cries. And I'm glad to have you here, Terry, so we can talk about yet another opportunity to support businesses and businesses to be supported. You have a big business expo with a job fair coming up. Let's kind of set the stage for the rest of the program, because that's what we're going to talk about.
Great.
So
we normally, this is an expo that we do in person, and obviously that's not going to happen this year. So instead of having an in-person expo geared towards the northern El Paso County part, we decided, why not open it up to the entire county and the entire community, because we know all of businesses need to be supported. So we took it all online. We're going to go virtual. And instead of having just one in-person 3-hour event, we're going to have a 10-day virtual event where people are going to be able to go on to different vendor spaces, check out different businesses in the area. We have videos that we're downloading to just anything from gardening to social media tips. And we're just going to have a lot of fun with it. And it's going to be completely user controlled. So you as the user can go on at any point and decide where you want to click, where you want to go, and what you want to learn.
Wow, what a technical feat that must have been. And so let's sidebar here and linger for a couple minutes on how the Tri-Lakes Chamber has rallied its business constituency to get through COVID. What are you doing to cope, not only within your own organization, to keep up running energetic and ready to support businesses, but on the other side of that, what are you teaching the businesses in your area to get through this?
We're teaching that communication is very key. So if there are any changes to what you're doing in your business, your hours, your products you're serving, they've got to get that information out. The good thing is a lot of people are online a lot more than they probably even were before, which was a lot, but even more now. So social media and email lists going out to your customers are two of the main ways that they are getting the information out. We, of course, help all of our members, as all of the chambers do up and down the Front Range area, to help get the word out. We are just telling them, be truthful, be honest, be as helpful as they can. If they are wanting, some businesses are actually thriving during this time. We're finding some restaurants have found new customers because of COVID, because maybe people normally every Friday night they order at the same restaurant. Well, if they're going to order multiple days a week, they're not going to go to that same restaurant every Friday night. And they'll go, let's see what else is in our community. So I am hearing from businesses that they actually are gaining customers because customers are now getting curious as to what else is out there, what else is in their community. We're a large commuter area, so we have a lot of people get in their cars, they head north and south, Colorado Springs and Denver. But most are working from home now, so they now are opening their eyes to see what is around the community, and we are encouraging that. We say support where you live, support the businesses, and get out and just try something new. I know October for arts was Arts Month, and their goal is get out and do something artsy that you've never done before. Watch an opera if you've never seen one. Well, we want to encourage the same thing for businesses. Go out and try to find a business you didn't know existed and learn about them, and then share.
Oh, that is absolutely brilliant, Terry. You're listening to the voice of the wonderful Terry Hayes, and Terry is the president and CEO of the Tri-Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development Corporation, and Visitor Center. Do I have that right, Terry?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect, because it's a good long title, and I will have it memorized right after the show. You know, that's how Fridays work sometimes. Terry, it is a real treat to be talking to you again. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive a little bit more deeply into how this virtual community and business expo with a job fair is going to work. We're going to break it down piece by piece, talk about the benefits to both the community, shoppers, people who have money to spend, and businesses who need the support, and how everybody can get involved, not just limited to the folks up in the Tri-Lakes region. Terry, thank you for being here. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. We'll be back in about 2 minutes after a couple of commercial breaks. Welcome back. Thank you all for joining us, and welcome to the end of what I'm sure has been a busy week for everybody. It's been that way around here at KRDO, but it's the life we love. Terry Hayes, another very busy person, doing very positive, productive things for commerce, the economy, small business, that thing that we love to call the backbone of the region's economy. She is the CEO, president and CEO of Tri-Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development Corporation, and Visitor Center. Terry, let's pause for a brief moment. Talk about those three areas in which you work and serve the community. As a chamber, as an economic development corporation, and as a visitor center?
Yeah, we are extremely busy up here. We definitely wear three very clear hats in our world. Our Chamber of Commerce, that part is where we are supporting our members, and not just our members, but the business community in Northern El Paso County overall. So I'm going to talk non-COVID times right now. So we have face-to-face interacting events that we hold. We have annual big events that we have, and a lot of them have vendor spaces available. We try to host events where our businesses can showcase their services and their products. Sometimes a business might only be selling to other businesses, so we have those types of events, and then sometimes they're selling to the general public or they're offering their services to the general public. So we try to have avenues for businesses to get out their information to people so that they know they're there and hopefully they will patronize them. We have our visitor center part. So we are the visitor center for Northern El Paso County. So we get an amazing amount of people through our doors in a general summer, spring, fall time. People, it's interesting that about 50% of them are people that are not just vacationing in Colorado. They are looking to move here. And so we take that job very seriously, that we want to inform them about all the different areas of the community, I'll answer all their questions they might have, and then, of course, convince them that we are the best place to live and work. And then our third half, the Economic Development Corporation part, we do work very closely with our other partners that do economic development, Town of Monument, for instance, and also the Colorado Springs Chamber has an EDC arm to them, and the county. So our job is that if anybody is interested in coming to our community, we work with all of our partners to help them find a space, let them know what kind of businesses might thrive up here, let them know if there's any competition. Whenever a business is looking to come to a community, even if they have a store in the Springs and they're just looking to open up a second store, there's a lot of information and a lot of research they need to do ahead of time. So we just help assist that to help them make the decision if this is the right place to move their business. And then the other part of economic development is not just trying to bring in new businesses, it's keeping the ones we have. And that we take extremely seriously. And that is one of our main focuses, is to keep them going. So if a business is struggling, we want them to contact them. Whether they're a member or not, we want them to contact us. If a business has outgrown their space, we want them to contact us, because we would much rather help them find a new location to move to than to move out of the area because they aren't aware of what's available out here. One of the unique aspects about our community is not everything that's available is listed on the MLS. So a commercial real estate agent is not going to have that information of every single thing that's available up here. But we do. We know those landowners. We know those building owners that perhaps they like to do business person to person and not through an agent. So we are a wonderful resource for pretty much anything anybody would need business-wise. And I guarantee if I don't have the answer, I know exactly who to send them to.
Well, and yeah, that aggregation of resources, those connections that you have, the networking that you've done, goodness knows, Terry, I've watched you network over the years, and I was around when you moved to the chamber up north, and it was a wonderful thing to see you revitalize that chamber and do the things growth-wise that you've done with it. It really was a marvel. And so an update then, state and status of how things are going on the economic development front in the region, and what kind of incentives are you offering for businesses to locate there and set up shop?
You know, from a monetary standpoint, there are not necessarily incentives. We actually have quite a bit of interest in moving up to our community. So, but what we do have is we do have the resources and we do have the support. So if a particular builder is having trouble getting paperwork through a permitting process, you know, we'll help make a call on their aspect. We've been very blessed to be a community that people do want to come to. I was speaking with the town of Monument not too long ago about the fact that there are so many businesses that were planning and will still plan to come up to our Tri-Lakes area because our rooftops are growing so much. So the more people that come to a community, the more businesses want to come here too and capitalize on all of those individuals coming to their business. So we've been fortunate to not really have to, you know, offer incentives, but we absolutely want to offer processes. We want to offer simplification in how the process goes in their building and then they're moving, and communication and networking and connections are how we can do that.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And then on the building side of things, Pikes Peak Regional Building Department, is that who provides those services for you?
Yes, they do. Local Town of Monument and Town of Palmer Lake will do their own permitting and some of their own stuff they do within. But as far as the inspections and that sort, yes, that goes all through Regional Building.
Wonderful. So the Tri-Lakes Chamber is not a small little building you see on the side of Highway 105. It just isn't.
No. That was many years ago. Yeah, no, we have graduated to downtown Monument, and we've been very blessed to be able to do that because it's been an excellent location, especially for the visitor center.
And where have you wound up, actually?
For people to find us. I'm sorry?
Where exactly have you wound up?
So we're right on the main street of Monument, 2nd Street. So we're at 166 2nd Street. We are fairly easy to find. We're a one-story brick building. It used to be the old town hall. So I do like to tell people it is a government-y-looking building. And we have two big flagpoles out front flying three flags. So when you come into 2nd Street, it's just the main street into Monument. We are right there.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that does sound idyllic. And with COVID restrictions in place and everybody being careful and cautious, what's my experience like going to be coming for a visit to the chamber?
Well, things changed probably just as of yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
So
yeah.
We do have three staff. And so far we have been open to the public. We were closed mid springtime and then we were open with doors shut, but we encouraged people to call when they were at our front door and we either would bring them out what they needed to them or we would talk to them over the phone. I would say probably 80% of the time that we help people, those conversations can be held.
All right. We're going to work to get Terry back. In the meantime, 9:27 coming up on time for a break for news, traffic, and weather updates. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back. Glad you joined us today. My guest, Terry Hayes of Tri-Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development Corporation, and Visitor Center, putting the finishing touches on exactly how things work there with those three very separate hats that she wears. We are going to circle back now to the Community and Business Expo with a job fair. Talk some more about that. Terry is the president and CEO, of course, of Tri-Lakes Chamber, doing wonderful, wonderful things. Learn more about them at trilakeschamber.com. That's trilakeschamber.com. Terry, welcome back. And just kind of a full plate today with some kind of fun stuff coming up to talk about. We're actually going to talk about two more things. We do not want to forget to mention an ongoing auction that you have going right now, but let's kind of let's break apart the Community and Business Expo and Job Fair.
Great. So we have three parts to this actual event. We have the vendor spaces, the virtual vendor spaces. We will have informational videos, and then we also decided to add a job fair aspect to it. Believe it or not, there's over 10,000 positions that are available between El Paso County and Teller County. And for a lot of people right now, we understand that going out, either finding a job or perhaps you're in a job that you haven't always been happy with, just searching for something new is so overwhelming right now. People don't know where to go or how to do it. So we are so happy to be able to partner with Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And they will have four different links on there. They're going to list their hiring events. They're going to list all of their open positions and separate job listings. And then also they have a wonderful program going on right now for employers called Upskill 2020. So that is for people that are looking to increase their skills so that they can get to that next level of a job, because a lot of these 10,000 plus jobs that are open do have some skill requirements. And so this is a program that's going to allow them to gain those skills and fill those positions for a higher wage, more benefits, just being able to let them climb the employment ladder a little bit easier. And then on the job fair part also, we have within our website also a place that people can list their job listings. So if they don't want to go through the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, they can go directly to our page that you mentioned earlier, trilakeschamber.com, click on community, and then you will see job board. Anybody can list a job that they have available there. It is super easy. You just fill out the form, populate it, and it comes up. And so we send people a lot in our local community here to that page to look for open positions. So that pretty much covers the job fair part of it. We just want to be able to make sure people know what resources are out there if they are looking for a job or if they're looking for a different job and perhaps even a whole different career at this point. So the other two we have are job vendors or our actual vendors. The vendors, they're going to be little boxes that people can click on. They're going to have their logo. They're going to have a little blurb up there. They can have a special up there. Anything that they think might entice someone to click and learn more about them. Once inside, the vendors can download videos. So you can have a greeting to people. You can give a little spiel about what you do. Then we can download more pictures. We can download any kind of typed out information that they want. And of course, all of their contact information. We can link to their Facebook page. We can link to their website. We can link to anything that they want us to link to. There is one other interesting aspect about this vendor space is they actually can be live. The vendors themselves can be live on their space also. Now, this is running over 10 days, so we don't expect someone to be live over 10 days. But what they might be able to do is they might say, you know, on Tuesday from 3 o'clock until 3:30, we're going to be on here live. So if you have any questions, click on our link there at that point and be able to ask any questions and learn more about the product. So that is something, it's very much in the vendor's control also. We have kept it very inexpensive. We have $15 to be a vendor for not just Tri-Lakes Chamber members, but we are opening it up to any business that's a member of any chamber in our community, because I do believe our chambers are very, very valuable, and we are here to help our businesses. So we want to reward those businesses that are a member of any chamber. So it's only $15 to become a vendor for these 10 days. And then if you aren't a member of a chamber, it's still only $25. So we feel it is very affordable. But each vendor can customize their space and really show their personality to get people, again, to entice them to click on their website, email them, somehow get them so that they can purchase their products. We are really encouraging those that have products to sell, because, again, especially with us going to Red on Sunday, people are going to be going back to their computers to buy stuff. Well, I would rather them not particularly go on Amazon or the big box stores' websites. I'd rather them shop virtually. So this is going to give them an opportunity to see who has things available online virtually. And then the third aspect are the informational videos. These are going to be very short. We know people's attention spans are not real long, mine included. We just want to get the information, get in, and get out. So that is our goal. They're going to be anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, and they're going to be on all sorts of topics. They're going to be geared towards both the general public and business owners. So if you're a business owner out there, we will have information for you too. They will include what are you supposed to be doing in your yard over the winter time? I think a lot of people have always had this question. So the Town of Monuments gardener has a video up talking about that. Or we're going to have a class for business owners on, let's talk about the new changes to Facebook. Facebook's been changing left and right. How do we deal with it? How do you still get information out to your customers? So there's going to be a wide variety available, I would like to think, to satisfy any interest. And then those recording can also talk about who they are, but in general, they are informational. They're not a commercial. Those commercial videos will be mostly for the vendor spaces themselves. And I would like to say we are looking for more people to record these videos. So if you have a business and you think you have an overall general information that either the general public or business owners would like, send me an email at Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at TriLakesChamber.com, and I would love to talk to you about your idea. And then anyone who is doing a free video for us gets a free vendor space also. So those are our three spaces, our three aspects to our job, our business expo.
Goodness, you're making this easy. And I love that it's being opened up to the entire Front Range. But this is... There are parts and pieces of this you just couldn't do any other way. That's called innovation. That is rising to the COVID challenge, and I must say in a very masterful way. Terry, we're going to dodge out of here for a couple of minutes for a very quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the silent auction you have going on, and then we'll button things up, because the other thing that you're looking for in conjunction with the event, the Community Business Expo and Job Fair, you're also looking for sponsors. We'll talk about that when we come back as well. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. My very wonderful guest, Terry Hayes, who is the president and CEO of Tri-Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development Corporation, and Visitor Center. We'll be back momentarily. Welcome back. Our fourth and final segment of the Extra Business Edition. Happy Friday to all of you. We have made it to the end of the week. I can tell by the smile on Terry's voice, she's ready for a little rest.
Absolutely.
I think we all are. Challenging times, no doubt. But Terry, you are, I think, one of the chambers, one of the premier chambers in terms of the effort that you're putting forth, the enthusiasm with which you're putting that effort forth, and just cheerleading for business and commerce to step up, thrive, survive. Yeah, times stink, but you know what? We're going to get through this. And here is a couple. Here are a couple of great ways where you can participate. I'm particularly just jazzed that you've got the business and community and business expo with a job fair put together. Now, the dates that that's going to run, it will be all virtual from November 28th, which is Terry, you note here, Small Business Saturday, right through December 7th is that 10 days. A business who is a member of a chamber can participate as a vendor for a whopping $15 and access to all the technology. How about contribute a video to the library of videos and get that participation as a business at no charge? If you're not a member of a chamber, you want to participate, $25. And this is the Tri-Lakes Chamber opening this up to all members of the business community within the sound of our voices here. Terry, I did just wonderful things. Just really warms my business heart, I can tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that. And I also would like to add one more thing, that if a business is really struggling out there and cannot afford this fee, we absolutely will register them for free. I don't want cost to ever be a hindrance for any business participating in this.
So thank you so much for making that offer here. Get in touch with Terry at T-E-R-R-I, Terry at TriLakesChamber.com. Again, Terry at TriLakesChamber.com. Look them up online and check out one of the next things we're going to talk about. The silent auction is there. That's the TriLakesChamber.com. Terry, one more element of the business community and business expo that we want to talk about quickly before we get to the end of the segment, because I want to talk about the silent auction, is that you are looking for sponsors.
We absolutely are. We have three different levels. We have a $500,000 and $2,000 level. And I really, the point I want to get across is exposure is going to be immense. And the main reason for that is we are very thrilled to say that we are partnering with KRDO as our media sponsor for this event. So we will have a presence through radio, digital, social media. And then we also are even doing the good old-fashioned ads through our local papers. So any avenue that people are getting their news and getting their information from, this expo will have a presence. And so we want to make sure that those sponsors are going to get that exposure. So their logos, their information is going to be on absolutely everything that we do. So just reach out to me if you're interested in sponsoring, and we would love to have you.
Thank you, Terry. Again, Terry, T-E-R-R-I, at TriLakesChamber.com by email. By phone, 719-481-3282. Again, 719-481-3282 or TriLakesChamber.com. That takes us to this next and final bit of our discussion today, which always goes too fast, Terry. We got to do this again very, very soon. yeah. I got to throw into it. It's a real honor and privilege for us to partner with you in this adventure for business. I think that's what it's going to be. You have an online auction going until 5 p.m. on Monday. Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we do. We have over 70 items. We have 81 items as of now. This is one of our fundraisers. As you can imagine, chambers in general are challenged because we make our money two ways, events and memberships, and both of those, well, one are being completely canceled, our events, and then memberships, businesses are struggling. So most of us are carrying our members through this time, but that means dues are not coming in. So we wanted to hold this online auction. I'll highlight just a couple of really exciting things that we have. So one fun thing is if you have a son or daughter that is just enamored with the fire department, our local Tri-Lakes Monument Fire Protection District is doing dinner for four. It's a station tour. It is dinner. It's a good old-fashioned spaghetti dinner. And then you get a ride in the fire truck. And, of course, these are good. Anything that's in person is good for the entire year of 2021, and I know they will carry forward. So don't think that you really shouldn't be exposed to people in a fire station right now. It's okay. So look at it forward, going forward. We have a three-night stay at a cabin in Salida. We have another stay in Mexico. We have amazing local stays here. So we have Flying Horse Lodge that has given us a stay. We have the Broadmoor. We have a $250 gift card to the Broadmoor to stay there. We have many, many different restaurants. So if you're going to go to a restaurant anyway, then go ahead and please bid on this. I always like to say that the people that are bidding on these are really saying thank you to the businesses who donate them. So if someone's donating a $50 gift card, they're really hoping we're getting $50 worth of it so that their efforts are not discounted. So if there's something you normally would do, please bid and bid often. We just have so many different, really interesting things. We have a glider flight. We have any kind of personal services. Of course, we have lots of wine if people are interested in that. And we even have a booze bucket that we're doing. Actually, it's in a basket, a booze basket.
Terry, I'm so sorry. I've got to hit the pause button there. We've got 30 seconds till we hit a hard break on the end of this edition of the Extra Business Edition. I cannot thank you enough for spending this time with me today here on the Extra Business Edition. I do too much radio. But it's going to be a real treat getting involved and getting engaged. Look all of this information up at TriLakesChamber.com or give Terry a call at 719-481-3282 or email her at Terry@TriLakesChamber.com. We will return live next week right here on KRDO News Radio at 9 o'clock. Terry, thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate it.